Hi, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. The calendar says April the 2nd, but as you look out the window or look at your thermometer, it certainly says not so much as we're heading out into some snow out there this morning across parts of the WAMC listening area. In fact, on our newscast this morning, of course, we do have traffic reports that run from 6 until 7 a.m., and we had quite a few reports of some wrecks around where the snow had fallen and covered the roadways in short order because we have some lake effect snow bands that are extending off of Lake Ontario, kind of a broken line, if you will, but still something to deal with as you make your way out the door this morning. We'll get into some more details on that coming up here in just a second. So the setup is this. If you were out yesterday, you know that Arctic front that swept through here around lunchtime, dropping a quick little burst of some rain and then also dropping our temperatures in its wake. And so that is what you can blame on what is a rather un-April-like start to the day out there today with temperatures into the teens and 20s all across the WAMC listening area, but also with that colder air flowing over the milder waters of Lake Ontario. That is what has contributed to these lake effect snows that we are dealing with. For the most part, they've been rather persistent across the greater Capital District, extending east from there into Rensselaer, Columbia counties, over into the Berkshires, as well as to the west of the Hudson Valley as you head out into Schoharie County, even into the Helderbergs and out the Mohawk Valley as well. We've had reports from anywhere from a half an inch to 2 inches of snow falling across these areas, again, because the snow rather intense. It's coming down in some bursts. But also what makes these types of situations particularly sketchy or dangerous even is that they are thin little bands of snow. So if you're waking up this morning in the Adirondacks, even down towards Saratoga, you're looking out the window and seeing sunshine, you're like, what the heck are you talking about, man? Well, as you head a little farther to the south and you run into where that snow has fallen or even is falling, that is when things get tricky in a hurry with respect to lower visibility, but also the snow-covered roadways, and that is what has contributed undoubtedly to some of the accidents that we had been reporting out there this morning. So just take it easy out there this morning as you make your way into work or wherever it is you might be heading, because again, things could get a little bit dicey in a short amount of time out and about on area roadways. As we get into the rest of the day today, though, the story will shift away from the snow showers and it will go over to the wind. We'll have lots of wind out there. No wind advisories or warnings posted, but some winds at times will be gusting without any issue at all, over 40 miles per hour today, and that wind will be out of the west and northwest, so it'll be a real blustery early April day. Temperatures area-wide will stay only in the 30s for highs, but with that wind blowing, it'll feel more like mid-20s as we head through the afternoon. And in case you were wondering, by the way, the average high temperature in Albany today, it's 52. We're not even going to hit 40. So it just is what it is for early April. If you've spent any time in the Northeast, you know that this is certainly not unheard of. But if you are waiting for some spring weather, just have to wait a little bit more. As we head through the rest of the afternoon, again, the wind and the chill will be the story again with a mix of clouds and sun and some scattered snow showers. For the day here on your Wednesday, actually, let me back up a little bit. Tonight, we'll stay breezy too. It'll be a cold night out there with temperatures into the teens and low 20s. And then highs on your Wednesday, really Wednesday, that is tomorrow, will be a carbon copy of today. Highs in the upper 30s, some scattered snow showers, also a lot of wind out of the west-northwest. There may be some wind advisories posted tomorrow because the wind tomorrow will be even stronger than today. And again, that'll prevent our temperatures from climbing up into the 40s pretty much anywhere. We'll call for highs into the upper 30s. Much better though as we head into the day on Thursday. It'll feel a heck of a lot better out there. In fact, with more in the way of sun, less wind. Little sun goes a long way in the month of April, folks, and temperatures on Thursday will make their way up into the 50s. And then we'll hit in a little bump in the road as we head from Friday into Saturday with highs getting back into the mid and upper 40s, but still not all that bad, not a whole lot of wind or anything like that. And as it looks now, the second half of the weekend, that is Sunday, will be temperatures will be back into the upper 40s and low 50s, but will also come at a bit of a price in the form of some clouds and some scattered showers. We'll keep you posted on that. So please just take your time out there this morning. If you're driving on clear roadways under clear skies, be prepared to run into some roadways that will be covered in snow, or be prepared to run into some snow, which will reduce your visibility out there. Want everybody to make their way to their destination as safely as possible. So that's it for now. In the meantime, have a great morning. We'll update your forecast again just after noon. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.